Let the holiday season begin. Food, decorations, family, garbage. Listen to this. We Americans toss about 25% more trash out during the holidays, and that includes wrapping paper that may get your whole recycling bin rejected, artificial trees that are toxic, those conventional incandescent holiday lights. Well, they can cost us an extra $850 million a year in energy loss. And how about the study from Stanford that found that the more than 2.6 billion Christmas cards sold every year in the U.S. could fill a football field 10 stories high. Well, the good news is that you can make a few changes and significantly reduce your environmental footprint. So where to start? Well, Dawn Gifford is the author of Sustainability Starts at Home. She also runs the website Small Footprint Family. Dawn, it's the season, so happy holidays.
Hi. Thank you, Robin. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's get right to your suggestion, starting with wrapping paper. And you're talking to someone who goes around on Christmas Day and collects all the wrapping paper. I mean, we have older kids now getting wrapping paper that wrapped their Barbie doll, you know, 30 years ago. Remind us why wrapping paper is such a problem.
Well, most wrapping paper has shiny foils and metallic prints and maybe even glitter and embossing on it. And unfortunately, all of the papers that have those gorgeous decorations are not recyclable. So this means that about half of all of our wrapping paper ends up in landfills.
Yeah. Well, what are your suggestions instead?
Well, if you're crafty, you can certainly make beautiful wrapping papers out of white or brown craft paper. You can use stencils, colored markers. You can even have your kids decorate it for a personal touch.
Yeah, and I love that you suggest maybe the comic section from your newspaper, some cloth items that you might be giving as a gift as well, like wrap a gift with a scarf.
Right. There's also a Japanese style of wrapping called furoshiki, and that uses a pretty piece of fabric or a bandana to wrap your present very artfully. You can use the recycled cloth bags that certain vendors are using nowadays. You can even use old maps. There's really no limit to how creative you can be. You just simply need a sheet of something large enough to cover your present.
Well, and something that's already existing. And this is where you say you can buy recycled wrapping paper?
Yes. There are a couple companies out there that make either made from recycled materials or recyclable materials. But any wrapping paper that is free from the metallics, the foils, the glitters, if you crumple it up in your hand and it stays crumpled, there's a strong likelihood that that paper is recyclable.
Good to know. Okay, lighting. You're recommending LED bulbs to minimize the energy loss that we spoke of. A lot of people haven't wanted to switch from the conventional incandescent. Has that changed?
Yes. In fact, it's kind of amazing what LED technology has brought to Christmas lighting. You can now get lights in every possible shade you can imagine, including some nice warm whites. You can also get lights that change color with a remote control, so you can turn them orange and purple for Halloween and then change them to red and green for Christmas and leave them as plain white when you're having a dinner party. And it does it while saving 80% on your energy bill.
Right. And apparently 9.9 billion pounds of greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah. The 80 to 90% efficiency that you get from the LED lights not only translates to your utility bill, but it translates to how much greenhouse gas is spent in generating that electricity.
But this is something I didn't know. Any kind of string lights that you use, there's a way to find out if they're not toxic. Talk about the toxin in string lights.
Unfortunately, all string lights contain heavy metals and PVC. And this is used to insulate the wiring, to retard fires, and to decrease the cracking that happens as plastic ages. They can also contain lead, antimony, arsenic, or cadmium. Generally, you don't come into direct contact with these, but as the lights age, they do shed some dust. Mm. And that dust is not something you want to touch or inhale. Mm. Less toxic lights will have something called ROHS compliance, or restriction of hazardous substances. And it's a little tag on the lights themselves that you can look for. And these are going to have the least amount of heavy metals.
Huh. Okay, speaking of toxins, artificial trees often have them. Talk about that.
Artificial trees are usually made from PVC. They are also treated with fire retardants. Similar to the lights, the dust coming from these trees can contain heavy metals and fire retardants, which are known to cause neurotoxicity, endocrine disruption, and the like. And you really don't want your children or pets, especially, around this dust. The best thing you can do with an artificial tree is to make sure that it is well dusted. You know, take it outside and shake it before you put it up. Vacuum regularly around it. And buy a high-quality tree that is ROHS compliant and keep it for as long as possible so that ideally after 10 years, it will have served its environmental life, so to speak.
Yeah. In some of the live trees, there's also fertilizers and toxins.
Absolutely. So when you can, look for a tree from a local farm where you can talk to the farmer. If it's possible to get an organic tree, excellent. And if you can get a potted tree, this is probably going to be your best bet of all.
All right. You do not want to be a groove killer here, you know, because everything about the holidays is tied to traditions and it's hard for people to make change. But the one place where, you know, and a lot of people I know are trying to make a change is in the gift giving. How do you do that? I mean, you're talking to an aunt, that would be me, who my car broke down on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and I ended up cramming into a tow truck with a life-size Barbie next to me on the seat because I was delivering the gifts for Christmas. And it was always way too much. You know, I mean, this is more of an emotional consideration. How do you change that?
Well, you may never be able to contain the joy that grandma has of bringing, you know, the oversized teddy bear or whatever it is to their grandchild. But there are definitely some choices that you can make where you can spoil the person you're giving gifts for, but you can do it with a lighter footprint. Some ideas for alternative gifts might include handcrafts or DIY gifts, knitting, crocheting, woodworking, baking.
Well, also, I love that you talk about giving gifts like a spa day or a concert or tickets to something. Experiences?
Right. I personally really love experiential gifts because a sweater or a pair of socks or those things are wonderful, but they'll ultimately end up in a drawer and I won't think about them very often. But an experiential gift is something I might think back on again and again and again throughout the year. Some of the best experiential gifts I've seen include membership to the zoo or to a museum. So all year long, you get to go and enjoy those things. Lessons or classes or workshops that you know the person is really into. For example, they've always wanted to learn to play the ukulele. Tickets to a ball game, a play or a concert you know they're interested in. You could even do something as simple as taking them for a road trip or making them a special meal.
And throughout your tips, you talk about doing everything local because you cut the emissions from the trucks that are bringing you food and other things from across the country. But you also, if somebody's traveling, there's a way to offset your travel miles?
Sure. If you need to travel during the holiday season or even throughout the year, you can also do this. There are several companies that will offset your travel. And what that means is you will calculate how many pounds of greenhouse gas is generated by your trip, and then it will tell you how many trees need to be planted to offset those pounds of carbon. And then, if you want to, you can pay that project to plant those trees on your behalf.
Well, Dawn, you have so many more tips. We're going to post some of your writing at herenow.org. Dawn Gifford is author of the book, Sustainability Starts at Home. She runs the Small Footprint Family website with other resources and articles. You know, do you have a lot of people turning to you for this?
Increasingly, as people start becoming more and more concerned about climate change and also about their budgets, people are looking for ways to be more environmental and to save some money. And so I'm seeing a lot of folks at my site and just, you know, in general, in my neighborhood, in my community, who are looking for ideas about how to live a little greener and save a little green.
Dawn, thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.